Good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's Town Council planning meeting on Monday, the 6th of January, 2020, 6 PM. Excellent town hall. Sorry, can I ask you to take a seat, or we want to start the meeting?
I'm sorry, I apologise.
Okay. Right, can we just... Can everybody make sure their phone is off, please? Thank you. Apologies for absence of being received from Andrew Coleman. Everyone else is, we've got Councillor Humphries. No members of the public wishing to speak this evening, so I'll move on to item two. Minutes of the meeting held on the 16th of December 2019, they have been circulated. Does it always show sign as a true record of the last meeting? Thank you. Declarations of opportunities and dispensations, has anybody got any interest that they need to declare before we move on? Thank you. No items of urgent business, so I'll move on firstly to determine applications under delegated powers. This is the town board, application 19, V213L advertising, my hotel, the Beacon, non-illuminated wall mounted sign on north east elevation. We've now received a comment from the conservation officer, which I'll ask Lisa, she'd just like to summarise for you.
So the conservation officer has said that the proposed sign, by reason of its excessive size, relocation, unsympathetic material and permanent method of fixing, detract from the significance of the Grade 2 listed building with less than substantial harm to its significance as a heritage asset, but with no public benefits. As a consequence, the proposal would conflict with the statutory duties set out in Section 16 of Town and Country Planning, Listed Building and Conservation Areas Act 1990, to ensure that the building and its setting is preserved, and is contrary to the provisions of Policy EN9, Development Affecting a Designated Heritage Asset, of the adopted East Devon Local Plan, and guidance contained in the National Planning Policy Framework.
Thank you. Obviously, our decision was subject to the Conservation Officer's report. Councillor Duncan.
Well, I must say, I'm quite... this is interesting. I was amazed at the strength of the Conservation Officer's comments. Is it a new person? Because, I mean, we've very rarely seen this before. And in the light of that, we can do nothing else but...
Thank you, Councillor.
Yeah, I agree with I agree with Tim. That's quite severe words for a bit of wooden wall, if I'm honest. But as Councillor Dobler says, we can go with it.
Councillor
Rosser.
Yes, this came up last year, didn't this? And I opposed it, and I'm glad this officer agrees with me.
Having received the comments of the conservation officer, of which our decision was subject to, we've now got a proposal that is refused by Councillor Duncan, seconded by Councillor Woodley. All those in favour? Any against? Any abstentions? That's carried, thank you. We want to consider the planning application for consultation. Little Moor, application 19, V1201 full, 7 Merriam Avenue, construction garage with first floor annex, installation of 3 canopies to main house. The amended plan is a revised plan. The Town Council on the 24th of June 19 objected. Proposal was not in keeping with the local area and conflicted with EB2 of the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan. One representation, which we had previously, was in respect to the original application, which was the over the development site size height would overshadow their property, which was number 43, and make future maintenance and repairs rear elevation of the building difficult, and the height of the garage was excessive. Councillor Rosser?
This is an interesting application. Demolishing a garage and replacing it with a garage and the games and recreation room with the first floor above it for some reason. I don't see the need for it. The neighbour's not happy about it. It's overlooking and shoving his or her.
So the revised plan hasn't made any difference to the original objection?
Right.
Because this is an amended plan with revised plans. I don't know if there is any change.
So this is what they're proposing to do now. Previously, I'll just get it up. I think it'd be this one. It had windows here and a balcony. So this revised application or amended plan has removed these windows and balcony. I'll bring it up again.
I don't know. I mean, I looked at the document, the more recently supplied documents, which I commented on.
Right, so what all I'm saying is the revised plans haven't made any difference to your original objection to the application. Because we objected on the grounds that it was not in keeping with the local area and conflicted with UB2. All I'm asking is the revised plan has changed that by taking out the windows and taking out the balcony. So does that in any way change our original objection? If it doesn't, that's fine. I'm just asking a question, I'm not.
I wasn't aware of the original objection, but my objection at the moment is that it's replacing a garage with something that isn't a garage, which is bigger than it needs to be. So the adjacent property, the neighbours are unhappy, and I recommend refusal.
Councillor Bailey.
Thank you very much. Looking at that, I really can't see a problem. I can see that the balconies are in, there's no windows, so it'll be overlooked. I think it blends in rather well with the original house there on the left. So I'm just taking it to the stage that if it went to appeal, will it be passed? Looking at that, I probably think it would be. From my opinion.
So the original proposal from Councillor Rosser is refusal. Is there a seconder for Councillor Rosser? Thank you, Councillor Cahill. So it's proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour of refusal, please. All those against? 2, 3, 4. So that's lost. So it's therefore approved. The next application is 19, that'd be 2679 CPE, 12 Lillian Road. Certificate of lawfulness to establish the use of the premises as a hot food takeaway, use class A5. We haven't attached that there. There's no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Rosser.
I thought this property was actually already a takeaway.
The reason that we've got an application is it is already a takeaway, but it wasn't, hadn't got planning permission to be a takeaway, so therefore they're applying for a certificate of lawfulness to continue.
I would recommend approval.
Councillor Bailey.
Thank you. I'm thinking, is this a Chinese takeaway?
Yes.
Well, that's been there for well over 10 years, hasn't it? So we've qualified this.
Unless we've got any knowledge that we've had any problems or anything, we can't. That's why they're applying for the certificate of lawfulness.
Assuming the qualified period is well established, I see no objections. Thank you.
So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? The next application is 19, the 1113 full, which was on the addendum. This is Shearwater, Mare Lane. Construction of detached dwelling and new GoPro access. The amended location of the garage and submission of a tree report. This would, under the expert name of the plan, again, this will be showing that it's in the street scene. We take account of the surrounding area. We do have various comments from statutory consultees, which I've just asked Lisa to summarise for you.
So, tree officers have commented that they have concerns over this proposed development, although could not gain access to the site. And their concerns are as follows. There's been no tree survey provided. The proposed garage within the RPA of the neighbouring tree with suspected ground level changes. The landscaping to the rear shows a severe change of levels with neighbouring trees to the north. The proximity of tree crowns and the dwelling will put considerable pressure on the future pruning and reduction of these trees.
The Town Council on the 8th of July 19 objected on the grounds that the proposal would encroach and be visibly intrusive to the designated Mare Valley Park and therefore contrary to policy EN3 of the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan. Concern was also raised over the amount of vegetation that would be removed. So we've now got this amended location of garage and submission of tree reports. So whether that makes any difference to your original decision, Councillor Bailey?
Thank you. Could I ask Sean if you could put it up on the screen, please?
Mm-hmm.
If you'd be so good. I looked at this earlier today and I wasn't too impressed with the way it's set up. Bearing in mind, it was less than a year ago that it was dismissed from an appeal. I can't see that much difference. I know there is a block at the back, but it's still employment land. And we're still going to have the larger building with it. Am I in the same one?
No, it's Kishir Waterman Lane we're referring to.
I beg your pardon already on this one. I missed it. Oh, no mention. I beg your pardon. In that case, I'll be quiet until it's almost I've got the wrong one. I apologise.
Have you got any comment to make on this particular
one? No. It's on the addendum, Brian.
It's on the addendum, Brian.
Right, Brian, thank you.
Councillor Rosser in the meantime,
and
you'll
come
back.
Councillor Rosser. Councillor Rosser in the meantime, yeah. Yeah, I've looked at this tree report that the applicants provided, all 22 pages of it, which ends up saying they're going to demolish six trees in order to build this building. I'm concerned that we haven't got our own tree officers report, and I'm concerned about what the tree officers have to say about this application, and I recommend refusal.
We haven't had the comments.
We had the tree officers report the 23rd of September with the original plan application, which is what Lisa just read out.
They couldn't actually access.
No.
Yeah.
So, but obviously, I mean, that is a concern.
Well,
so,
concerned about what they're saying.
Yeah. So, I think the answer really is that we're continuing to object on the grounds of the proposal as we made on the 8th of July. 19, but obviously raise a concern yet again concerning the tree, no access for the tree survey. Okay.
Yes, I apologise, I just now got confused. It's the age thing, I suppose. I can't see that anything has changed on this. It's also quite a narrow lane that far, and it's going to be difficult. I think the construction traffic alone, especially with the summer coming. So I would be deemed to refuse, I think, Jan.
Okay. So proposed and seconded for refusal on a similar basis to our decision on the 8th of July 19th, but obviously draw attention that we do feel there should be some report from the tree officer and hopefully he can get access to the land. All those in favour? Those against? Abstentions? It's carried, thank you. Now, the application in respect of the site of Redgate Land at Tesco, 19 of the 271 Road, Fulham, Withy and Rather has been deferred until the 20th of January meeting, which members are aware of, I believe, because none of us could access any information and there was some confusion with debts. So it will be on the agenda for the 20th of January.
The type has passed the consultation date, wouldn't it really be to the next meeting?
No, it's been amended. I'll ask Ron's or Lisa just to update you, please.
So Ed Freeman's confirmed that because it's a major fall, it has to be advertised in the press, and therefore the date for the determination is the 31st of January, so there's scope for us to put it on our agenda for the 20th.
I think there was a problem with the way the actual planning application had been dealt with, which Ron's had picked, obviously it was picked up after we couldn't access any plans. So that's the end of the planning application, so I'll move on to items for consideration. premises and club premises license application, respective unit 2, appoint Pierre Head, Simon Grant, Jason Hughes and David Fenn in respect of premises license application. The details are there together with the conditions offered by the applicant. This is 9 till 11:30. So I don't know if anybody wishes to make any comment. That's Caden.
Thank you, Chairman. So I get the impression, reading the conditions offered by the applicant, that they're looking to change their licence to sell and deliver alcohol. I don't actually say that on page 3, but reading the conditions, it talks about delivery alcohol. Can you just confirm that?
I haven't got any information. I did Google the applicant and I'm not 100%, but I think it's possibly Copper Frog.
Right. Well, I thought it's Point.
No, it's unit 2, the Point PNA. It's not the Point.
It's unit two, the point PNA.
So it's not the Point Public House or restaurant or whatever.
So it's another business. It's not
Yes. And Ron's is just saying she believes it's Copper Frog.
Copper Frog.
Gin.
The Exmouth Gin.
The Exmouth Gin. There's an artisan gin maker in Exmouth called Copper Frog Gin.
I'm not up with the alcohol scene.
Yeah. just from looking at the address, that's the conclusion that Ron's has come to.
Right, so basically they're trying to get a license to deliver alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Councillor Toy?
Yeah, I wonder whether it would conflict with the interests of the pub. And I just wonder, because if people just wandering up there could be wandering around there just swigging cans of beer that they bought in the shop. So you do wonder.
No, I don't think it's sale. I think it's delivery and sale for online orders, as far as I know. They don't do any sales on premises. It's a collection delivery online. I don't think they...
At the top of the page, supply of alcohol for consumption on and off the premises, between 9 and 23:30.
We don't have the supporting information, but again, that may be that because they've got a copper still there, maybe they're going to do tastings or something, like, you know,
it could be something like that. The information that's actually on this sheet does not suggest that it's actually going to be a pub, because it hasn't got the usual information or the usual hours or the usual licensing that you have for a public house. So that wouldn't give me the impression that it is a public house.
I think given that it's a shame it isn't written in more clearly, but given the fact that we're assuming it's kind of a fairly new gin making company, it's something you should be encouraging, it's employment, it's something for the town. You know, you look at some of the things that the district council are wanting to do, getting, you know, different sorts of people to come here to have something like that in this town might be an asset if it was to flourish. So personally I think it's good.
And I have to say that all the information we have here suggests it is an online sale, because it says all parcels have to be labelled, or, you know, all parcels be labelled to advise its contents. So it would give that impression. There's no usual information you have for public house. Councillor Bailey.
I think Fred was first. The point is, it says for consumption on and off the premises. So that would indicate to me that they're going to have alcohol consumed on the premises.
Yeah, I think what is
that going to be tasting a product?
Well, that's what Lisa was saying. The only suggestion we have that is tasting, because the rest of the activities and the times requested does not give the impression that it is going to be a public house, because we usually have far more information. Secondly, if you've read the licensing conditions for anyone who has a public house, you know that it all has to have CCTV on entrances and exits, and you have to have various stewards, and you have to have various
yeah, various staff, and none of that is showing in this particular application, which would give the impression it is therefore not going to be a public house, because otherwise this would have to have come to us with far more information. Otherwise the police certainly would ask for all of that, because as you know, with any new public house we've had in Exmouth, we've had a lot of information, certainly CCTV now on all the public houses is available. Councillor Cadogan.
Thank you, Chair, let me come back. Thank you for clarifying my earlier question. So, if it's just a gin outlet where they make gin and they're going to deliver someone's bottle of gin in a box, which they've ordered, I think that's perfectly acceptable. But if it's someone that's actually, you ring up and say, oh, can you deliver me a bottle of alcohol, I don't really find that acceptable, because there is pubs and bars in this town which we're trying to, you know, encourage people to support local businesses. And when we had this question of delivering of alcohol, I think by the wine hub, we actually made those very same comments. So I'm not sure if it's just someone who's making gin, delivering gin as a, you know.
Well, it can be collected from the premises as well as delivered by it clearly says all parcels will be sent out by means of signed delivery, so they must be dispatching.
Just a little bit of ambiguity in that conditions offered by the applicant, I feel.
Where is this premises? I mean, there's the point grill, there's the beach, where is it?
Yeah, well, it's along that part by the pier. That is the pier head in the pool.
Yeah,
so it's on that, it's on those shops or retail units. I mean, some of them.
Well, the shops
got
on the other side of the road, isn't
it? Yes, where you've got the Dock Cafe, you mean that
yeah,
side. There's that side, or you've got the ones that are right on the actual docks that which you go round from the pier head, and there's five units before you get to the reflex place.
Where the muscle? No.
You walk around the corner from the point.
Oh, right there.
Yeah,
oh,
there's
okay.
Three units there.
Oh, okay.
As well as those units, and I think they're probably those units, to be fair, because there's, I don't know of any vacant units the other side.
Well, thank you.
That's okay.
Thank you, Chair. Looking at this, it's neither fish or fowl, is it? This is what concerns me. That. And it says if third parties do delivery, they make sure goods are had, that people are over the age of 18. But if you're going to start shoving your deliveries off to third party before you've even started, I don't think that's particularly responsible. Because the way that would work is they would phone the taxi would pick it up, and they go up, and that would be a third party delivery at that time of night. I'm not aware of any couriers standing by to do it. So it would be taken in a taxi. To pay for a taxi to pick up a takeaway is one thing. To start delivering alcohol in a taxi is another altogether. I think that's the only option they've got.
Yeah, but third party couriers could be anybody. It could be, as they do with the wine hub, that their couriers have come from all over the country. That
so
actually
if you go onto their website, you can order a bottle of Copper Frog gin, and you have to make a declaration that you're over 18, you have to put your date of birth in, and you can order a bottle and they arrange to have it delivered to your house. And that functionality exists currently. You know, it's a very small, I don't know how many bottles they're producing, but it's a tiny operation. I mean, they're producing it mostly for, you know, they're supplying the excess to the X Cafe, and it goes into some pubs in Exmouth for sale. But you can order it online. So we're just surmising from the little bit of information, the bit of research that we've done, that they're, you know, for some reason they're asking to extend their licensing, they're changing their licensing governance. We are surmising that, you know, maybe they want the on-premises licensing because they're going to do some tastings or something like that. But actually, the delivery functionality is available currently by their website, so
that's no change.
There's no change.
Because they already do that. The only change really is the on and off premises. The rest they already do. They already do online. They already do that. Councillor Collins.
I think we should support them. I'm concerned about people ordering alcohol online, so you can walk to Tesco. It's not going to be cheap like that. I think you can buy
£40 a bottle.
Yeah, I think you can buy cheaper. I'm not going to say that. I'll give you my last stand here online. I think we should still wait.
Councillor Rossley.
Yeah, I'd second the proposal for approval.
Councillor Woodley will second.
Yeah, the point is once they've got a licence, they could then convert to becoming an establishment, a drinking establishment, and also obviously going to get a bit of a music licence as well. So it could lead on and on, and it might, I don't know what conditions one can put on the licence to control that. The other problem is the drivers are responsible for making sure that whoever receives the alcohol is over 18. Would the drivers be that bothered? But their job is to deliver it full stop.
Well, we can't make a comment on anybody's driver or reputation of the company. All I would say is that if it was going to be a public house, it would have to come back to licensing, because the conditions that you have here are not sufficient if it was going to be a public house. And it does clearly say a proof of age policy for deliveries of alcohol and reading right by the licensing authority will be enforced. So that's got to be agreed anyway with the licensing authority at the East End District Council. But if they decided to make it a public house, then it would have to come back to licensing, because the conditions that you have here are not sufficient for it to be a public house. Because no public house in Exmouth is allowed to have a public house license to start with that CCTV at the present time. So it wouldn't get through any way just by changing it. You'd have to get a new license. You'd have to apply for a new license, and it would come back to us again.
Okay, may I just ask one more question? It says for consumption on and off the premises, then if you're tasting, that is, one would presume that would be free, because they're not allowed to sell it.
That's great.
No, that's correct, but I can tell you for personally, if I have an event for hospice care, I have to have an on and off license, even though I don't charge and they have a glass of wine within the ticket. I have to have an on and off license, I can tell you that, because I have to get a license for it.
Well, if you don't think we're going to try and stop on it, it's an unusual application, it's well off the norm.
Well, I think we've had a couple of
questions. Your superior knowledge in
the I haven't got superior knowledge, I just was asked in that particular point. But we've got a couple actually in Exmouth, I believe. But did you want to make any further comments?
No, it's a cottage industry. Yes. It's a tiny operation.
It's in town hall. Two points. One about the action. First of all, we're only commenting on this. We're not making any decisions. Secondly, I support it, as does Councillor Woodley, on the basis of it being a cottage industry and something we should be encouraging. Thirdly, as a point of principle, I wondered whether we could, as a planning committee, could ask licensing to try and clarify the rules around this online type sales, because as has been pointed out, we've had the wine month before, and we will no doubt have others as well. And I think it's necessary for them to have a set of rules around that kind of sales, really.
Yeah, that's fine. We can certainly ask that. Thank you. Next item, which is the Otterton Regulation 16 consultation, the Otterton Enablement Plan, which has been submitted to East End District Council, and it's just saying it's available to the website. We have already commented on these that are not adjoining Exmouth Town Council, because we feel we don't really have a knowledge of what everybody wishes to have in their own village or town. So unless anybody proposes to say anything, I would suggest that if you wish to make a point, you have a look at the view on the website. The item that was on for payphones consultation has been deferred to full council because there was a misunderstanding. It wasn't clear that it had gone to full council, I think, when the agenda was set up, so it's therefore going to be dealt with on full council, which is where members will remember we actually had the list and decided, and we discussed it. So, and then we have items for information, tree preservation orders, land at 11 Drakes Avenue, land to the north of Badgingham Marley Drive, and land at 2 Sharps Court. And then we've got the East Devon silt examination, which is just giving information concerning the present where we are at the moment, and the programme sessions and the briefing notes, which is just an item of information. And then we've got the final item, which is the planning decisions from East Devon District Council, which the ones that differed from our own were the change of use for 63 Exeter Road, where we had an objection that had been given approval. 17 Hill Drive, which we had no objection but it's been refused. And 9 Point Terrace, where we had an objection that's been approved. All those councils involved with the particular application should have been able to look at the reasons for that decision that they made at East Devon District Council. Let me know and write on the agenda for our closing meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much.